listeners. This is Lumpkin County Middle School Business Podcast. I'm Jake Wood.
I'm Missy Adams.
I'm Chloe Ford.
I'm Anthony Ramirez.
We're here today with Coach Glenn from Riverside Tavern. Thank you, Coach Glenn, for being here with us. On today's podcast, we will be talking about investing in a business.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so our first question is, what is the business that you own and run?
It's called Riverside Tavern. It's a small restaurant on the Chesapeake River. It's been around Turner's Corner. Pretty much everyone knows where Turner's Corner is. It's Highway 19, end of Highway 19 and 129 South. So it's a restaurant. It's a two-tiered restaurant with a deck out over the river and a bottom deck also out over the river.
That's cool.
Since you have another full-time job, how do you manage running a second business? Do you hire a manager?
Well, you have to manage your time correctly because I also go to teach school and also coach football. So it's a lot of hours. I mean, it's probably, I work normally about 80 hours, 85 hours a week. You sleep very little. So you have to find time to run the restaurant and make sure you take care of all the school. School business comes first. And I have my wife and I work. Both work, so we get off the restaurant. We have hired a manager on the weekend some to give us a little time off on Sundays, but most of the time on Saturdays we're there all day in the afternoons. After I get off football practice, about 5:30, I go there till 9. We close up the restaurant, so there's a lot of hours in it, but it's been nice to have it.
What are some risks you have taken to invest in your business or other businesses?
Anytime you invest in a business, you're going to have risk, monetary risk, and like I said, our time risk where you don't have any time off hardly at all. We knew that was the case going in. The money risk is money when you invest into a business, you develop your business plan and you see how much your financials allow you to do. And so the risk that we took in this particular thing was that it was quite run down. There had to be a lot of renovations done to it. And you had to do the renovations with the money that you had and make sure that you can get everything done and still, at the end of everything, pay for everything as the business goes on. The first year is generally the worst because you have trying to find out your profits, where your profits are going to be, if they're going to be, 5%, 10% of your investment. So you have to figure out what your business costs are. In this particular one, employees and the food costs are our main expenses. The main expenses are mostly labor because a restaurant is very labor intensive. We thought we would have about 5 or 6 people, but we ended up with like 16 people, hiring 16 people. And our payroll is, $25,000 to $3,000 a week. So you're talking about a payroll of over $150,000, right at $125,000 and $150,000 a year.
How much do you expect of a return from your investment?
That's hard to say because anytime the question previous to this question is about a risk. And anytime you do a business, there's a risk of it. We were looking at our food costs to be in maybe 30-35%. They're about 40% right now, 44%. So our food costs have overrun a little bit as our labor costs have been about what we thought per person. Now, again, we thought we'd be about 6 people, but we're about 16. So we were way off of how many people it would take to run it because, just like I said, waiting on people. And when you have like 400 or 500 people a weekend coming to the restaurant, you can't wait on them with 6 people. But we thought we'd try to make, 4-5% return on our business every month. With the cost after everything's paid, but that's actually developed into we're basically just breaking even right now with our costs because we have some overruns on our food cost that we probably didn't figure correctly. But it's going to be it makes a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money keeping it up and everything because our building is so old. It's like it would be a historical landmark now. The building is 100 years old, so it took a lot of renovation to get it up and going on, but it's worth it for the location right on the river.
Do
So do you have any shares in other companies besides
I don't right now. We my wife and I, this is all we can do with her job, my job. And I had four boys growing up, so they have active lives too. So I try to stay in their life as much as I can with all the things they have going on in their life. So I've had companies in the past. I've had a landscaping company. I had a roof company. I had a pressure washing business when I was with the sheriff's department. I used to be in law enforcement for a lot of years. So I've had other companies, but this one, I can't run more than two lives right now. Between teaching, coaching, and this business, there's not much time to run anything else.
Do you have any other investors in your business besides yourself?
I had some people wanting to invest in it, but my wife and I wanted to stay, have the control and interest, and the people that wanted to invest in it wanted to be 50-50 partners. And so we just decided to keep it between my wife and I. She is my business partner. Any of this business decisions we make, we talk about it at the end of the day, and she and I make those decisions. But it's good to have investors in a way because it frees up some of your capital later on if you want to do things. But at the same time, you have to let them invest and get their opinion on everything. So sometimes when they're paired, their opinion would be contrary to mine, it would cause sort of a turmoil. So we just decided to keep it with she and I in partners.
What is your most successful investment?
For this business, I would have to say that we have, our food investment is our most successful investment, because you can have a restaurant and you can have a great location and you can have great atmosphere, which is on the river and it looks great, but if your food's no good, then people are not going to come to your restaurant no matter what you do. You can have the great atmosphere, you can have the food, entertainment. You can have the way it looks built out over the river, but if your food's not good, you're just not, people aren't going to come to your restaurant. So we made the most successful investment, I would say, would be partner with a company called Sysco, and they provide us with some of the food items we need to run a restaurant. And then our people that are chefs, they take it from there and prepare it in a way that's good for the customer.
What is the status of the fund in your business? Have you reached your break-even point?
We break even. That's what I was talking about earlier. When you have to come up with your business plan, then you come up with your financials and see what it's going to take to break even every month. And we had a figure in mind that it would take to break even. Let's just say we thought, you know, it would be $30,000 a month to break even. Actually, it turns out it's about 57 to 60 in the summer to break even, and then as the period goes on in the fall, it may go to 45 and 40 to 35 because the labor cost goes down, because there may not be as many people in the fall and winter as are coming to summer, because it's kind of a seasonal business sometimes. But you do have to find a point that you can at least break even, because if you're not breaking even in your business, you're having to pull money out of your own pocket besides the money you've borrowed. And that's not good for us, because we wouldn't be able to do that. As long as I'm working hard like I'm doing, and the restaurant paying for itself and paying for the building, paying for locations, and paying for all the upgrades I'm doing and making the payments on the loan and making payments to the employees, I'm okay as long as we're breaking even. So I'm okay right now.
Do you have any advice for a future investor?
I would always say do a lot of research on your business. Make sure that you research your traffic patterns. How many people are you going to have at your business? How much it's going to cost you? How much it's going to run to cost your business? What would be any overcost that you would have? How many people is it going to take to run your business? And like I said, we were a little bit off on our labor, but at the same time, it's a good thing because that means more people are coming in. But I would say don't ever be afraid to take a risk. People have asked me, why did you do this? Why did you take a risk? Why did you do this? It's kind of something we've always wanted to do. My wife and I kind of always wanted to run a little restaurant, talk to people, you know, have a good time. It's been a great investment for us. But I would say make sure that you, whatever it is, if you're going to be working it, you need to keep your hands on it. Make sure that the work that you do on it, you're sitting there supervising yourself, because people will take advantage of you. You need to make sure that you have good people people that you trust working at your business, because when you leave, like I have to do sometimes during the day, I'm going to let people run my business for me. And that what that does is it makes them, those people are representing you. And if they put something bad out, those, it's not the, their name out there, it's my name out there and my business's name out there. So, you know, make sure that when you hire people, make sure they're reputable people, people like yourself. Y'all are doing good in school, people that have done well in school, and people who care about the way things look. You can't just have somebody out there that just put your food out there that's no good, and then people complain about it. Then they don't complain about that person, they complain about me. So make sure that you hire reputable people and you believe in those people.
What advice would you give to a person trying to start their own business?
Don't give up. It was hard for me to get the money to start my business up because the guy, we were asking for a pretty good amount of money because we bought the building. Everybody in the past had rented the building, and I didn't think that would be feasible to rent the building and make enough money to pay for everything I needed to pay for. So we borrowed the money and bought the building, and I was very persistent. Matter of fact, the guy at the bank said, I believe you're one of the most persistent people I've ever met in my life. Because I kept calling him, and I kept calling him, I kept working on it. I kept saying, what do I need to do next? What do I need to do next? Don't give up on something. If you have a dream and you believe you can do it, you don't give up on it. Because it doesn't matter what it is in life. If it's something that's going to be something you're going to enjoy doing, or something your spouse is going to enjoy doing, or something y'all enjoy doing together, just don't give up on it. Because there's going to be obstacles that come up, especially in today's business world. It's hard to get loans from, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. It's hard to get those loans. So you may be turned down for the first time, but don't give up. Just keep trying.
Thank you for coming.
Appreciate you guys having me. Thank you very much. Enjoy.